is ABC 7 News at 11.
Don't entertain those kind of questions. It is going to happen.
That's Harold Camping of Family Radio assuring people he is right.
That the end of the world will come tomorrow. Good evening. If he's right, thank you for spending these final hours with us. The rapture, he is telling all who will listen, begins tomorrow.
It starts supposedly in New Zealand and spreads as dawn breaks around the world. ABC 7's Tomas Roman is here with those who believe and, Tomas, those who don't.
That's right. Now, if Harold Camping is right, the end has already started at 11 p.m. our time. That's right now. Harold Camping has made end of days predictions in the past, the latest one in 1994. But now Camping claims he's done the math correctly. And while his followers worldwide may believe him, there are many skeptics.
This billboard along Highway 80 on the Oakland Bay Bridge approach warns everyone that the end of days is tomorrow. It will begin with earthquakes all over the world. Harold Camping says the last day is in the Bible.
It'll be the beginning of Judgment Day, and it'll begin wherever the calendar says May 21.
Camping's Family Radio Group bought billboards like this all over the world to help deliver his prophecy. At his radio station on Hagenberger Road in Oakland today, four people describing themselves as Christians decided to protest his interpretation of the scripture.
What if he's right?
Then we're all gone, but it's not possible. Because the Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour, except the Father who's in heaven.
Documentary crews from the UK and Sweden were also at the station covering the story. We spoke to Brendan Rowe, an employee of Family Radio. He's a non-believer in Camping's end of days and is shocked at the response to his prediction.
Oh, it's a bit wild. I mean, I've been here 5 years now, so it's crazy that I made it this far, I guess. You could say I never really thought about what it'd be like when this day came.
Family Radio has 66 stations like this all over the world. They raised some $100 million in the past 7 years from donations. Much of the money has gone to this type of advertising. Reverend Cecil Williams of San Francisco's Glide Church sees it as a ploy for media time.